As we continue our exploration of Colossians, we turn now to what might be its most familiar passage, Colossians 3, 12 through 17. It's quite appropriate at weddings and baptisms, and it's a good reminder in general about the Christian life. I invite you to turn to Colossians 3, 12 through 17, as we explore Paul's advice on getting dressed in the morning. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. In whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. After Paul talked about dying and rising with Christ, after he talked about setting our minds where Christ is seated at the right hand of God and putting to death our earthly desires, he leads into this section with an important therefore. That therefore means that everything that came before what Paul says now is important and leads us to respond in this way as God's chosen people. For most of us, getting dressed is second nature. We don't even have to think about what we're doing as we put our clothes on. Now, credit, some of us just throw things on, while others think very carefully about how to coordinate their look for the day. And, on some occasions, we pull out that suit or tuxedo or fancy dress in order to be dressed appropriately for a certain event. Paul wants us to make sure our wardrobe matches our life in Christ. He urges the new Christians in Colossae to put on compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, and above all, Paul tells them to put on love to bring everything together perfectly. I know, and you know, Paul isn't talking about literal clothes. He isn't discussing your work clothes or your church clothes, your wedding clothes or your workout clothes, or what you would wear to the beach or what you wear inside when it's freezing. What matters to Paul is that we are formed in and displaying these virtues of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, and love. There isn't a moment in our lives when these clothes will be out of place. These virtues become as second nature to us as putting clothes on in the morning when we let the peace of Christ rule in our hearts. When Christ is on the throne in our hearts, compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, and love, they naturally flow out of us. As Jesus talked about in the Gospels, what comes out of our mouths, the things we say and do, come from our heart, both the evil and the good. So the question becomes, is Christ ruling in your heart? What clothes are you wearing? May everything you do, whether in word or deed, be done in the name of the Lord Jesus. For our hymn prayer today, I leave you with lyrics from Take My Life. Take my life, and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my moments and my days, Let them flow in ceaseless praise. Let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my hands, and let them move at the impulse of your love. Take my feet, and let them be swift and beautiful for thee. Swift and beautiful for thee. Take my voice, and let me sing, always only for my King. Take my lips, and let them be filled with messages from thee. Filled with messages from thee. Take my silver and my gold, not a mite would I withhold. Take my intellect and use every power as you should choose, every power as you should choose. Take my will and make it thine. It shall be no longer mine. Take my heart, it is thine own. It shall be your royal throne. It shall be your royal throne. Take my love. My Lord, I pour at your feet its treasure store. Take myself, and I will be ever only all for thee. Ever only all for thee. Grace and peace to you. Amen.